USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is granting clemency to former San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DeBartolo. NFL great and Hall of Famer Jerry Rice thanks the president for pardoning DeBartolo.
He has done so much in the community, has done so much in NFL football. I think my hat off to Donald Trump for what he did.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says the Trump administration is waiving a number of laws and regulations to speed up construction of the massive border wall.
Congress has given the department authority to waive a number of laws and regulations when it comes to building border barriers and border roads.
Wolf speaking there on Fox News, and NASCAR driver Ryan Newman remains in serious condition in a Florida hospital after a last lap crash at the Daytona 500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The flooding in Mississippi still has residents on edge. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The rain-swollen Pearl River cresting in Mississippi's capital city at just under 37 feet. But Governor Tate Reeves is warning the hundreds of evacuees in the Jackson area not to try to go back to their homes until they get the official all clear. This man briefly evacuated Saturday, but says he kept going back to check on his home.
At this point, I've really kind of have done everything I can do. It's just really just wait it out and just pray that the water level stays low enough or it doesn't come in.
In neighboring Tennessee, rainfall since the start of February is at 400% of the normal.
The Oklahoma Senate could be the next group to debate a measure that bans abortion when a heartbeat or brain waves are detected in a fetus. The Senate committee gave its approval to the plan yesterday that would change current law by covering women who are 6 weeks pregnant instead of 8 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 2017, Susan Fowler published a blog post that shook Silicon Valley. Her matter-of-the-fact account of sexism, sexual harassment, and unrelenting chaos on Uber's software teams prompted a reckoning that brought down the CEO of Uber. Fowler has a new book out that details some of the harassment that was going on against her and the allegations levied against Uber. She joined CBS This Morning and shares some of those details.
I learned that this was kind of their playbook, right? That anytime I would make a complaint, and I made several complaints over the span of the year that I was there, they would say, this is their first offense.
Yeah.
This is a high performer. We don't feel comfortable punishing them. We've given them a stern talking to. So, you know, I reported my manager for changing my performance review to prevent me from transferring to another team. I reported a leather jackets incident.
As far as how this took a toll on her, Fowler says,
it was crushing. It took a real toll on my well-being and my sense of self for a while because I kept wondering, like, why is this happening? Why does this keep happening?
Yeah.
And I started to realize that, you know, this was a culture that had values that were about aggression. Like one of their values was toe-stepping, for example.
Yeah.
And I realized that's not who I am.
For more news, please remember you can find us always online at usaradio.com or check us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.